There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Esther. We're in the midst of a study of the great men and women of the Old Testament. And we've now come to the study of Esther, that great queen that saved her people. In fact, the title of this Sunday school lesson we're looking at is Esther the Patriotic Queen. And she was able to save the Jews. Now, in order to do so, she was going to have to go before her husband, King Ahasuerus. And there was a law that no one went before the king unless they received an invitation. And she was going to go in before that king uninvited and therefore risk her life for the penalty of violating that law of that proud, vain, foolish king was to put whoever came before him to death. And I guess that made him feel like he was superior and thought that impressed his people. But it was really a very foolish law, and there are many things foolish that King Ahasuerus does in this story. And we're at the point where Mordecai had sent word to Esther about the plot to destroy her people, and it was going to be up to Esther now to go before the king. And she said, "If I perish, I perish." Well, now, we'll get to that part of the story in just a moment. You may want to turn in your Bibles to Esther chapter 4. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher is E.A. Elam, who's coming to us by way of a Sunday school lesson he wrote for the Sunday schools of June 17th, 1923. Let me pick up where we left off in the last class about Esther's message to Mordecai. Hathach had carried Mordecai's message to Esther, and now he returned with her message to him. Esther's reply to Mordecai was that whoever went into the inner court to the king without being called would be put to death, unless perchance the king should hold out to him the golden scepter, that the law applied to all alike, and that she had not been called by the king in 30 days. It seems from this that perhaps the king's love for Esther was becoming cold. While there was a possible chance for Esther to thus reach the king, it was a most hazardous venture, for in so doing she would probably lose her life. She belonged to the despised race, and this would reveal her nationality. She would also have to risk her life against the influence of Haman, the most popular man with the king. Now let's look at the explanatory notes for our text. I'm going to read from Esther chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Then Mordecai bade them return answer unto Esther. Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then will relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house will perish. And who knoweth whether thou art not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? These verses give Mordecai's reply. He placed before Esther these facts. 1. Being a Jew, she must not think she would escape the massacre. 2. She should not hold her peace, or should she hold her peace and decline to undertake this deliverance, deliverance would arise from some other source, but she and her father's house would perish. And 3. Who knew but that for this purpose she had come to the kingdom? While the name of God does not appear in this book, yet this shows Mordecai's belief in God and in his providence. Now Esther made a wise but serious decision. We read in Esther chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Then Esther bade them answer unto Mordecai, "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast in like manner. And I will go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Upon considering Mordecai's argument, Esther decided to take this dangerous step. And she was unwilling to take it without proper preparation. She requested Mordecai to gather together all the Jews who were in Shushan and to fast with her, neither eating nor drinking for 3 days and nights, saying that she and her maidens would likewise fast. Being Jews, it seemed certain that with this fasting was earnest prayer and an acknowledgement of dependence upon God. "And so will I go in unto the king," that is, with this preparation. "And if I perish, I perish." This was a heroic act on Esther's part. She risked her life for the salvation of others by going to the king, contrary to the law. This is to us a most cruel and brutal law, but the king and other despots were then cruel and brutal. We read in Esther chapter 4 in verse 17, "So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him." Mordecai recognized the propriety of making this preparation and did as Esther requested. And so it came to pass on the third day, I'm going to read now, Esther chapter 5 and verse 1. "That came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the entrance of the house." This shows how time was counted then. Verse 16 said 3 days, night or day. And this verse says on the third day. On the third day means, according to our more accurate way of counting time, after 2 days and nights, and not 3 days and 3 nights. Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, while the king sat upon his throne, which was opposite the entrance of the house. Esther was a wise and practical woman, and used all the means of success in her power, namely, the religious preparation of the previous verses, her appearance in the presence of the king in a dignified, respectful, and courteous way, and her personal beauty and gracious manners. And there was a happy result. Esther chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. "And so it was, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, 'What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given thee, even to the half of the kingdom.'" You see, when the king saw Esther in court, he was moved by her appearance and extended to her the golden scepter, because she had obtained favor in his sight. Having gained the favor of the king, Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. The king asked Esther's wish and promised to grant it even to the half of the kingdom. Esther proceeded in a wise way to further again the favor of the king. Haman was elated with the idea of being invited to the queen's banquet with the king, but Mordecai's conduct filled him with wrath. At the suggestion of his wife Zeresh, Haman prepared to hang Mordecai. This reminds us of the destruction of Naboth by that most wicked woman, Jezebel, in order that her husband might take Naboth the vineyard. And you may want to go back and read that story sometime. And 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 through 16. God's providence was helping in the matter. And though restlessness that the king learned that Mordecai had never been rewarded for informing the king of the plot against him, and he determined to do so. The result of Esther's heroic action was the tragic death of Haman and the promotion of Mordecai to Haman's place, the enactment of a law allowing the Jews to defend themselves on the day set for their extermination. Great numbers of the Jews' enemies were slain, and fear of the Jews fell upon the people. The Jews declined to lay hands upon the spoil. This gave origin to the Feast of Purim, which the Jews have celebrated on the 13th and 14th of their month Adar, the last of February and the first of March, annually, ever since. Do we not profess Christians were as true to one another and as faithful to Christ and therefore to His church as Esther was to her people? And with that, we close this Sunday school lesson about Esther. And I turn the page in my little Sunday school book, and the Sunday school lesson for June 24th, 1923 is a review of the great men and women of the Old Testament, those people whom we have been studying. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Let us also, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The devotional reading for this lesson is actually two psalms, both Psalm 99 and Psalm 100, and I will read them now. Psalm 99 in verse 1. Jehovah reigneth, let the peoples tremble. He sitteth above the cherubim, let the earth be moved. Jehovah is great in Zion, and He is high above all the peoples. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name. Holy is He. Psalm 99 in verse 4. The king's strength also loveth justice. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye Jehovah our God and worship at His footstool. Holy is He. Psalm 99 in verse 6. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon His name. They called upon Jehovah, and He answered them. He spake unto them in the pillar of a cloud. They kept His testimonies and the statutes that He gave them. Thou answerest them, O Jehovah our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though Thou tookest vengeance of their doings. Exalt ye Jehovah our God, and worship at His holy hill, for Jehovah our God is holy. And now for the 100th psalm, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto the Jehovah, all ye lands. Serve Jehovah with gladness, and come before His presence with singing. Know ye that Jehovah, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Give thanks unto Him and bless His name, for Jehovah is good. His loving kindness endureth forever, and his faithfulness.